Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. In 1985, after working for the railroad for 5 years and turning down a job transfer to Norfolk, Virginia, I decided to start my first business. I saw this transfer as DPO, divine perfect opportunity, for me to do what I really wanted to do, and that was to be a stay-at-home mom. The minute I became a mother, that was all I wanted. And being a Cancer Rising, ruler of the home and family, working outside of my home was nothing short of painful. Even though I was 24, the mother of a 4-year-old, and newly single, it never crossed my mind for a second that I would not be able to make this happen. As the company was preparing their move, I was preparing my move to stay at home with my daughter. I started reading Entrepreneur Magazine and even called the company and ordered back issues. I was looking for ideas to start a business. I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, and failure to do that was simply not an option. Being a single parent, money was certainly a motivating force. One day while thumbing through the magazine at work, I noticed an idea about the balloon business and the huge profit margin. In fact, it was so huge that I couldn't really believe it. I started calling different companies and asking probing questions. What if I ordered this, and what if I ordered that? To make a long story short, I opened a children's entertainment company. I even went to clown school, believe it or not. Yep, I was a professional clown. I know, I still look back and I wonder if I really did do that. I began as a single employee, appearing at children's birthday parties and company picnics. I made balloon animals, I face painted, and I did magic shows. Everything was going gangbusters, but I was still leaving the home, and I was unhappy. Home meant home, and not outside of the home. I remember praying one day about wanting to be at home with my daughter when I heard through one of my DLGs, which I call a download from God, that I needed to put an ad in the paper. Business was already booming with all the referrals, so the DLG did not make any sense to me, but I did it anyway. I heard what I heard. I designed the ad and submitted a full-color picture of me in my clown gear with all the services that I offered. It was a great ad. The day the ad appeared in the paper, I started receiving some unexpected phone calls. Entertainers such as ventriloquists, mimes, magicians, stilt walkers, caricature artists, and other clowns, no pun intended, were calling me and requesting an audition, not to mention all the new business the ad had stimulated. There was no way I could handle all that business alone. I looked at my ad again, wondering what I had done to make others think that I was more than a one-woman show. They wanted to audition for me. There was only one explanation for this outcome, and that was my prayer was obviously being answered. Within 2 weeks, I ended up auditioning and hiring 16 independent contractors and had enough business to keep all of them busy and me at home. I never had to do another party. Now, I was their agent and took a percentage off the top. Not to mention, I was working at home. I had prayed to be a successful businesswoman so that I could stay at home with my daughter Carmen, and I received better than what I asked. It just showed up different than what I thought it would. I always say God is a yes man. When we believe our prayers are being answered, then we can expect them to be equal to or better than what we expected. That is faith in the nutshell, folks. God does not say no. I don't care what anybody says. God doesn't say no. We do. We say no due to our lack of faith, fear, doubt, worry, and anxiety. I never did believe the statement that sometimes God says no. I just don't believe that. That goes completely against Scripture. It doesn't even make sense. I could have easily argued with the DLG and said, no, I'm not putting an ad in the paper. I could have easily not trusted or acknowledged the desire in my heart. I could have easily taken the transfer to Norfolk. I could have easily ended up working my tail off alone, working outside the home and possibly blaming God for not answering me. But he did answer me, and I heard the DLG. I know it when I hear it. There was no coulda, woulda, shoulda. None of that. I heard him. I believe that job transfer showed up in order for me to get to the place that I needed to be, which was at home with my daughter, Carmen. Faith and prayer gets you equal to or better than what you asked. Folks, it might look different than what you asked, and you have to look for that. And gratitude? There is a lot of mileage in gratitude. How many times have you prayed for something only to thank God later that you did not get that, but you received something better? There it is again. Equal to or better than. And speaking of gratitude, how would you feel if somebody didn't say thank you to you? So say thank you to God. Now Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. That's Mark 11:24. Believe it, baby. How much more of a clear statement do you need? Pray, ask, believe, receive, give thanks. It's all about faith and belief. We are talking about God here, so you can expect results. That's awesome. In Cherokee, until we meet again, de nada, go hayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.